You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest South Park news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for South Park.
Welcome, welcome, everybody.
Welcome,
and
guys.
What's up? Final episode of the season.
That's right. We have Gian Molina.
Hello.
Phil Svitek, that's me. And I'm going to kick it off to Jack Waz for an inappropriate joke, because we like to have fun here.
I believe you mean the incomparable Jack Waz.
Sure.
I'm trying to compare him to things.
I'm blanking on a Penn State joke right now. Actually, here's a great one. So a friend of mine, she's a very proud Penn State alum. The second the story broke, she posts a picture of the lion, the Penn State lion, crying. Right. One of her Facebook friends posts right below it, "Now show me on this line where the coach touched you."
That's always great.
That's always great. So welcome, everyone. We have tonight's episode. What was it called?
The Poor Kid.
The Poor Kid.
What a grim and depressing way to end a season. They've been really into that the past year.
It wasn't, unlike the mid-season finale, it wasn't disappointing. You know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah. You thought the mid-season was disappointing?
We thought so.
Really?
Yeah, and then they obviously came back strong.
Was that the one where Stan was 10 years old and then everything was
getting shit.
I mean, it was sad, but I mean, I thought it was funny. It was good, but
they
touched upon like cynicism and being a cynical asshole.
Yeah. They took a lot of heat for that episode, I will
they
say.
They did.
That.
And it was announced today that they are now re-upped to go through 20 seasons.
Yes.
So we are going to have South Park on our lives through 2016.
Yes.
That is, if the Mayans don't come back from the dead and kill us next year.
That's next year, yeah. Well, so we'll have at least another season.
We will.
At least one more season.
Yeah, one more season before we die.
Hallelujah. So we look forward to that in the spring, which is great. I love this episode. The Poor Kid. I like how they kind of tied in Kenny in all of this.
I like Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I love Pabst Blue Ribbon. I was about to say that. Yeah.
The official drink of poverty. Like, Pabst Blue Ribbon will make you beat your wife and fuck up your kids.
But it's so true. It's so cheap.
It's so cheap. It's like beer, but it's not. That's the best line of the season.
Well, apart from 40s, you know what I mean? It's the best kind of value
beer. It used to be Old English, but then Pabst just came in. And Pabst Tall Boys especially.
Well, I remember back in Boston, you could get a 30 rack of Pabst for about $15,
ooh,
making it actually cheaper than water.
There you go. That is so true. By the way,
it's redneck water. I think that's what they should call it. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, it comes from the Pabst Blue Spring in rural West Virginia.
Isn't it from Wisconsin?
Is it? I don't know.
Don't you get fucking jokes, Phil?
Yeah.
I thought you were some sort of media entrepreneur. Yeah.
All right. By the way,
anyone who drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon also probably has a meth lab in their backyard.
Well, you say that, and yet everyone our generation drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon. Because, I mean, let's be honest.
How many meth heads are there in our generation?
Outside of the coast, probably everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you guys know this, but it's also the Pabst Blue Ribbon is the poor people's choice for abortion. Now, let me explain why.
Oh, God. John's story?
Here in are those of the hosts only.
Sure.
Not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV.
Well, I guess.
No, these reflect the views of Phil right now.
Sure.
These are his views.
No, and a lot of people that I've met in my life's journey.
So get to the abortion part.
So you have the girl, and then you have you and your best buddy,
mm-hmm,
and you get a 30 rack, and then you make the girl drink a lot of the beer, and then once she's drunk enough, you punch her in the stomach.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only.
That actually happened at John Barrett's high school.
That actually did happen at John Barrett's high school.
That's where this
shout out to John Barrett.
Shout out to Long Island, where a viable abortion option is taking a baseball bat to a pregnant chick's tummy
after drinking. After drinking.
Or while drinking, so
that's,
I'm sure.
So that's the thing. I mean, so if you fuck up the attempted abortion, that kid's coming up all sorts wrong, and you just dug yourself a deeper grave.
No, that kid, though, if that kid survives that, then that's a fucking serial killer on the loose. That's
gonna he's white trash, and he's in trouble.
He is white trash in trouble.
Colin Farrell, I believe, is one of those babies that survived the beating.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, I've never seen someone without a mustache drink Pabst Blue Ribbon. If either they're super poor or they're super hipster, but I've never seen someone, girls excluded,
right.
I've seen some girls with mustaches drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon, but I've never seen a man without a mustache drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon.
All right.
Or some sort of facial hair.
I mean, I've seen college kids do it without mustaches.
I don't believe you.
Here's the thing, though. There's cheaper beers. Like Schlitz and like fucking Schlitz. And like a Red Tag.
Which, by the way, like, that was so funny.
Yeah. Keystone Light.
White Keystone trash. Light,
yeah. And what's that one with the turtle? Because I remember I bought like 30 of those for like Cozumel? $11. The what?
Was it Cozumel?
Cozumel, yeah. It has like the turtle on it because I was like, I had a comedy show that I was trying to look for to buy a case of beer. That was the cheapest one. $11 for 30.
It tastes like piss.
It's terrible, but you don't care once you're drunk.
It doesn't even taste like good piss. No. It tastes like you're 18 years old and you just made your first skin flick with Max Hardcore and you're walking down the driveway and you have the taste of piss and vomit in your mouth and you just can't wash it out. You know that people from your high school are going to see it and you're fucking ashamed.
Wow.
And it's just oozing out of your mouth. And
I'm just looking at Jesse in the booth. He just looks
By the
shocked.
Way, we got to figure out who the poor kid is here.
Poor kid?
Me. It's probably me.
All right, self-proclaimed.
He works at Fremantle. You work here. I'm bored.
Yeah, but it's about family money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about, yeah. There
well,
you go.
See, okay, then my family lost $5.4 million worth of Puerto Rican land this year, so I'm the poorest.
I can't even think of a good Puerto Rican joke to make. Did other Puerto Ricans take it?
Yeah. The whole, like...
That's my go-to. Yes, you've robbed me of everything.
No, they robbed me of everything. My people robbed me of everything.
Well, let's see. Phil grew up behind the Iron Curtain, so I'm going to imagine it's him.
It was not me.
Then reveal who it was, Phil.
Gian apparently lost $5.4 million.
My forefathers lost it. My grandfather who died recently also. He's the one who lost it.
You should have been like, do you want my shirt, too?
No, they would have just taken it from me. I had to go and sign over the papers.
Yeah, that's racist.
Yep.
That sucks.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
So if you're out there, call in to see if you are poorer than Gian.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so.
Though I drive a caddy.
There you go. That's
really? What kind of caddy you drive?
A 1996 DeVille.
Wow.
White interior. Got it for $2,900.
Wow, that's the kind of car you pick up a runaway in.
I pick up lots of people in there.
Gian is literally like the driver in Driver, except...
Except you mean Drive?
Yeah,
yeah, Drive. That's it.
Gian's like the driver in Driver, the video game.
Nope.
Because he's always doing time missions, am I right?
Though when I was a courier, I pretended like it was Grand Theft Auto. Though I wanted to beat the shit out of people... Like,
man, that was the thing about like all those games that came out like right around the same time as Grand Theft Auto, like Midnight Club, yeah. Crazy Taxi. Is in Grand Theft Auto, they gave you. I remember the first time I got Vice City when I was 14 years old. Like, first thing I do is enter Chico, get a sniper rifle, and the first thing I do in the game is shoot someone in the face.
Yeah.
and I just click, and his head explodes. And I'm just like 14 year old me, just like, huh. I'll do that again.
Yeah.
All those games you couldn't do. You couldn't run over anyone. It was fucking bullshit.
I just enjoyed beating the shit out of a hooker with my fist as the character. I thought that was
got real dark.
That was really just the in the game.
Yeah, in the game, I enjoy molesting boys in the shower. In the game.
At
Penn State University. Speaking of Penn State University, so many rape jokes.
I love, oh my God, I'm so fucking happy that Matt and Trey exist. Because, yeah, I mean, that's such a, Like, they took the one fucking news clip in sports that's going on right now, and they just milked the shit out of it.
I know. It was as stupid as possible. The guy handing out headshots. It's like every fucking piece of shit actor you meet in LA. It's like, can you have a headshot? Yeah, can hurt. If you know anyone.
Yeah. Hey, just pass this along to your manager, man.
That's cool, man. It's cool, bro.
Oh God!
Yeah, the joke off between Cartman and and a social worker,
with the fucking yo mama jokes,
they're all so stale. But that's what made them so magical.
Here's and I'm glad that they didn't do a Valderrama bit. Like, they didn't go to the yo mama.
Oh yeah,
MTV show. Like, that's a viable. Like,
I have a messenger bag from that show. I used to work at MTV.
Did you work on that show?
I didn't. I worked there 4 years after it got canceled. But apparently, like, we were cleaning out the swag closet, and I got a Yo Mama messenger bag, a Yo Mama beanie, and a Jackass branded Christmas stocking.
That's awesome.
Which has been my Christmas stocking for the past few Christmases.
Good jolly wishes. What I hate about that show is that they would have, like, the most pre-planned Yo Mama joke. Like, they'd have a guy, like, bring in the truck, and it's, like, a huge thing of, like, a huge underwear. Like, Yo Mama's that fat! Like, so they just got MTV got them like a huge pair of underwear, and it wasn't creative at all.
I wish it just got like sad and mean. It's like, yo, mom got diabetes. Didn't take her fucking foot. Check it. Drop the mic. Walk off.
Yeah, they should like bring in their dying mothers or like their like some family member that's like,
yo, your mom's got so much lupus, she's gonna die in 3 months.
Nuts. Jesse is dying. I love it. So what's better, the Yo Mama or the Penn State
rape jokes? Well, as Cartman said, they're all recycled priest jokes, but it's the same joke.
It's the same, yeah.
I love the line, what's Joe Pa's full name? Oh, yeah. Joe Paterno doesn't walk into a police station.
And just even when the social worker, like, discover the kids at the end, and he's like, oh my God, what have I done? I've let these kids into so much trouble. What am I? Am I a recruitment coach?
Coach Penn State. Carm starts laughing. That's not funny. It was so good. So let's get to the agnostics.
God damn it.
That was brilliant.
God damn it. That was so good. That was so fucking
no
good.
No solicitors. We're agnostic.
We're agnostic.
Great shot.
Dr. Pepper.
It's just also the vagueness. Like, I love that they fucking hit on the vagueness of that.
Of Dr. Pepper.
Of just like, we may or may not think that there's
a could be a giant lizard bird. What do I know? And it turns out there is a giant lizard bird.
That fucking ate candy at the end.
Oh my God. But yeah, so I can imagine the people at Dr. Pepper are not going to be too thrilled when they find out that Dr. Pepper was used to waterboard a child. Yeah, Dr. Pepper and Pat Blue Ribbon just took it right up the pooper.
I love that.
Like, that's a 10-year-old at Joe Paterno's football camp.
Boom.
Boosh.
Boosh.
Your mom's got lupus. Drop the mic.
Yeah, I mean, like,
what is lupus? Turning into like a wolf?
I'll search it. Yeah, you're making jokes. I'll search what lupus is.
Jesse, look up lupus.
I know it's a big thing in Argentina.
Yeah,
that's
probably something that the Nazis
brought
with them. That's
pupusas, not lupus.
Sure, to Argentina.
By the way, did you know that Hitler's escape mansion is now for sale in Argentina?
Is it really?
Yeah, he made a mansion in the exact replica of his German one.
Oh my
for
God.
When he wanted to escape Germany before he blew his brains out. Or you take a pill, either one.
Eva Braun took a cyanide. He shot himself in the temple.
But his escape mansion is now for sale in Argentina. A bunch of like old Nazi collaborators died out. And there's just this Hitler mansion available.
I want it.
Probably cheap, is it not?
Well, right? Apparently it's entirely self-sustainable because he figured when he went on the run.
Oh yeah, he would have to stay hidden forever.
So it's like a farm, and it has its own like processing centers.
By the way, you know the person that buys that, they're shutting the gate. They're like, all right, because the world's coming to get them.
Oh man, no, I'd want to throw parties. I would love the Hitler mansion in Argentina.
Yeah, the Jews would like you so much.
We're partying like it's 1938.
I bet a Jew is selling it. I bet a Jew's the real estate agent.
And I bet a Puerto Rican's going to snatch it up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh no, fuck you! So lupus, an autoimmune inflammatory disease of the connective tissues occurring mainly among middle-aged women, chiefly characterized by skin eruptions, joint pain, recurrent pleurisy, and kidney diseases.
So yeah. There you go. Now we're all dumber.
So that's what House is all about?
Yeah.
Just nothing but lupus.
It affects 90% cases of 90% in women, and it's predominantly found in young women.
Hmm. All
right. So that's what lupus is.
I'm going to screen my girlfriend for lupus with my
tongue.
By the way, do you guys know any foster kids?
No, I'm a well-adjusted human being.
Yeah, in when I was in Christian school, I knew a couple of foster kids.
Were they weird?
They were really weird.
I knew a couple of kids who were adopted, but never actual foster kids.
One of them, like, really...
Yeah,
like,
why are they weird? Because they don't have any fucking parents.
Yeah, exactly. No, and
they never learn any social cues.
Yeah.
It's like, gee, my parents killed themselves. You gonna finish that bagel?
Yeah. No, one of them. I remember his name was DJ. Is when I was in elementary school.
DJ and he, foster kid.
And when what do you call it? Yo-yos came out. He fucking like I guess his foster parents like bought him like four different kinds of yo-yos. So that was what he would do at school. Just be like. Look at these! All these.
Did he
tricks.
Have the fireball, the butterfly?
Yeah,
he all the Dunkin' ones.
Yeah, he had all the ones like with bearings and like yeah. He's like, oh, it has ball bearings and blah blah blah. And like this one mean kid at school, fucking like took them all and like ripped them and threw them off the balcony, and he was so fucking crushed. He couldn't handle because that's all he had. That was his only possession.
Four years.
Wow, like that mean kid's a dick. Jesus. I mean,
yeah.
Did he follow it up with what? Are you going to go cry to your mom?
Mom that died of an overdose.
Jesus Christ.
Of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon is responsible for 100% of parent death in America. That is a view explicitly expressed by AfterBuzz and everyone affiliated with it.
Yeah. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV.
But they do reflect Gian.
It reflects me.
Can we have them recorded? Bomber says, the views expressed within are ours.
Oh, come on. Everybody believes that.
Yep. So
we're all
between the waterboarding and the foster kids and so Kenny dies for the first time since.
Well, first off, Kenny is Mysterion in this episode again.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
He's protecting his sister. I thought that was sweet.
It was very sweet. It was heartbreaking.
Very heartbreaking
when he got eaten by a giant lizard bird.
Well, after all that he did to protect his sister and get them caught by the TV show, by the white trash.
It was the only way Carmen was going to be poor again. Though
it all worked out. Because Cartman's now the poorest kid in school again.
Yeah. So the universe has a plan.
Yeah.
A 20-minute song and dance number with 40, firework finale.
And 47 Yo Mama jokes.
Oh, man. I was reading the AV Club and they made a great point. I want to see the director's cut of that. I want to see the 20-minute long.
Yeah. God damn it. Yeah, I just – and I anytime they sing fucking do jokes, that's – that's for me is for the
yeah. I wonder if Bobby Lopez wrote this one too.
Right, right. He also did Broadway Bro Down.
Yep. Mm.
That he came in and collaborated on that one, which you guys covered.
Yeah, you and your lame ass girlfriend is not even here.
Yeah, bro.
She's probably at home puritying on a baby.
Bro.
Yeah, Michelle's not here. We talk about whatever we want,
bro.
So
bro.
Phil, start telling us some like Michelle sex stories.
No.
How much anal is too much anal?
What's your favorite? Like, did she do something special for you? Like, is there a special?
What's your favorite anal? All
right. Any last things before we go to a commercial?
You got a question for DJ? You something you want to know about? All
right, DJ Jesse Janity, let's go to a commercial, and we'll be right back after this.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come
out. When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
We back?
Wow, yeah, that was amazing, Phil.
That was.
That was, wow.
I know.
All that in under 5 minutes? That's ridiculous.
I can't believe it right in her mouth.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, I just had to go off air and tell you guys.
Right.
It's like that Max Hardcore thing I was talking about earlier. It's just,
exactly.
I mean, that's not something... like, she's going to be a mother one day.
Yeah, not anymore. And no, she's not going to be anymore.
That's true.
I'll tell you one
after
thing.
That
you
thing?
Scrambled her eggs good.
Yeah.
And the agnostics would not like it.
They would not.
No.
Because
you're that was way, it was way too specific and like and eye-opening. Exactly. We had to be a little more vague for
Speaking
that.
Speaking about horrible sex stuff.
Here we go.
We have the Every Girl's Guide to Life, which is a fantastic just volume of information.
Think of a Bible. I mean, you know, the agnostics have a Bible. This is kind of like the Bibles for...
This is like a Bible for Christians.
For Christians,
if you will.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. This is not vague. This is very direct information that you that could fulfill your lives.
All right, guys. Here's a passage.
Here's a passage.
Every girl on the job. Hmm. A job is one thing, but a career is what we're really after. To have a career, you have to know how to work.
Mm.
By the way, Gion's in this book.
That's right.
You are?
I am in that book.
Actually, on the page you open up to, and now I have to find.
Seriously.
Basically, so as what, I do that.
While what that passage meant was that most women don't know how to handle careers. So Maria Menounos actually
is
has
that Maria
steps.
Menounos with Kim Kardashian?
That is Maria Menounos with Kim Kardashian.
Are they, are they neighbors?
That's wrong.
They are not neighbors.
Who's she
no.
neighbors with? She's neighbor with Tiffany Amber Thiessen, right? With,
no. Yes.
I predict. Tori Amos.
Tori Amos.
No.
Tori Amos and Tiffany Amber Thiessen are very different people.
Well, no, she lives close by. She's been over, right?
Kim, yeah. Kim's been over, yeah.
Kim
they're close friends. Anyway.
Let's talk about Kim Kardashian then. Man, how about that divorce? Poor Chris Humphries.
Was that a 72-hour divorce? Or
I probably already made this joke, but the reason why they got divorced is after 72 days because Kim only knew 71 positions.
Oh, Phil!
As we all know from the Ray J tape, she knows three, including getting peed on.
Which, that's one she doesn't have to do
all
anything
right, here
for.
Here we go. Here's Gion.
There you go. Show the camera. There you go.
Well, you're probably going to get better on this one.
There you go. And read, have him read the,
no,
the
well,
passage.
That's not Gion.
That's Gion right there. Yeah. So we're going to say, Gion, why are you in this book? Well, Gion has a picture of himself starring in Maria Menounos' movie.
Cereal Buddies.
So if you like South Park, I guarantee you're going to like Cereal Buddies.
Yeah, we had fun.
Gion, tell us about the movie real quick.
It's a fun, you know, think of Dexter meets Superbad. We got a bunch of serial killers going out.
Wait, that's the actual pitch.
That's the actual
pitch. I thought you were just dicking around.
No.
Oh,
no,
shit.
No, I play a serial killer, man. But I'm a happy serial killer. I'm one that like tries to befriend you, bring you in, and then kill you while we're watching.
To borrow the words of Kathy Lee Gifford, these guys are serial killers, but they're so dumb, they don't even realize that's what they are.
Exactly.
And
So, yeah, we're really stupid, but we're endearing. Like, the movie has heart.
Gion's great. Gion has the most heart.
I predict that movie will make $12 million.
Ooh, I hope so. I get 10%. I don't know that. I get 1%. I don't know. I got to look at my contract.
You are the 1%, Gion.
I am the 1%. I hope to be. Fuck, why not?
Gion, I believe you gave up that contract when you sold their land to the Puerto Ricans.
They fucking took that too?
Yeah, they took your 1%.
God damn it.
They took your 1% of cereal buddies.
They took my 1% of cereal buddies?
They took that $13.75 you were going to make this year.
Anyway.
The $13.75 I was going to make?
Yep.
We didn't really do a special segment, but this season as a whole, you know, this 7 episodes and then the previous. What did you guys think?
Well, first off, the thing that I loved the most wasn't even any of the episodes. It was the documentary of how they made it. Because I feel like I would love to see the show and then see them coming up with the show. Mm-hmm. Especially like, you know, writer, you know, you write or you edit and I'm a writer as well. Seeing them in work. Seeing how they like flesh out bits and come up with the actual final storyline.
That's every TV show though. I mean, from the various ones I've worked on, like it's. I mean, we've pitched stuff the day after it's created, and just like you know,
sold the
series the day after. We're like, oh hey, wouldn't it be a great idea to give me an edit because I don't want to give any free ideas away. Give me a beep.
Well, I'll say this. No. I was with Henry Winkler today.
There we go. That was an idea I gave.
There you go. No, but this is so true. I was with Henry Winkler.
I was with Henry Winkler, and we were at the country club.
We were.
We were sipping Mai Tais. And
Mai Tais at a country club.
We were reflecting upon our time spent in Haiti in the war.
Anyway, and he was saying how the Broadway play that he was in, they started on opening night, version 4. they ended on version 11. Right. Literally every night they were rewriting every day.
Well, that's a Second City trait. Like that's how Tina Fey became such a great writer. Like they would take a bit that normally people would just be like, oh, here's the bit, it's done once we shoot it or once we put it on stage. But no, it's taking that bit and then constantly putting it through the ringer and constantly. But see, the thing, South Park only has 6 days. They've only given themselves a cycle. So they are putting their first ideas up, and that's how it's coming out.
I mean, speaking of first ideas, we have a guest on the line who would like to join in on your South Park.
Hey, what's up, guest?
Carl, you're on the line. What's your name? Where are you from?
Howdy, partner.
What's that?
Howdy, partner.
How y'all doing tonight?
Is that a question for Jack Waz?
Is this Jack Waz's drunk uncle on Pabst Blue Ribbon right now?
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. What's up, man?
Hola.
So I didn't see this episode, but y'all described it very good for me.
That's good. We're glad we do our job.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
You should watch it,
now,
man.
Now, what is your favorite episode from the season?
Personally, Crack Baby Basketball.
I got to go with. I need a second.
I got it. For me, it's Human Centipad. It's so.
It's the first one up.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
So you go with Human Centipad or the Broadway one.
Broadway Bro-Down's also very good.
It's pretty fantastic.
And I like the. I forget what the title now, but the premiere episode this kind of mid season.
All right. Actually, a favorite clip though from the whole season was the movie trailers in that really sad episode. Where it's Adam Sandler is a guy and a girl. Fuck you. You're going to see it. Like, yeah. Those movie trailers are the best.
My favorite line that I think South Park's ever given me is, rated R for pirates. Fuck you.
fuck you.
The president is a duck and his vice president's a puppy. Or the other way around. Whatever. Fuck you. Yeah. Coming in June.
Yeah. We're in a Matrix. Or there's aliens or something. Whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Now, that's the best defense for anything. Like, I want to use that at my job. Be like, hey, Jack, finish that sizzle? Yeah, I finish it. Or not. Whatever. Fuck you, man. That on my ass.
Well, like, you're saying, like, that's what movie trailers are basically doing to us. When the Zookeeper came out, fucking Jack and Jill, that's all they're doing. It's like, fuck you. It's another movie that you might are going to see.
Jack and Jill got a 4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It made like $30 million opening night.
Because people love Adam Sandler, no matter what.
They do. Now I have a fun caller. Are you still with us?
Our caller left us.
I was gonna have a fun game. It was going to be, can you outwit Jack? Apparently not.
Nah. That's a fun game.
He had a lot of drinking to do. So
yeah, I guess
thank
he
you,
did.
Caller.
Thank you,
caller. I salute you, you beautiful bastard.
Anyway, why don't we wrap this up? Gian, where can people find you?
Hey, guys. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, 11 p.m., I do a show called The 11th Hour Show every single week. It's an amazing curated improv show. Three of the best teams in the city perform. We had a drop-in guest, Donald Glover from Community, last week. Amazing show. And then we have a legendary improv group this week called Dazariski from iOS. And my team is performing. Guys. Yeah, so it's a free show, too. It's a free show. We have Schlitz and name tag for free. We have free beer, so you can come and drink free beer with us.
So if you're not in Los Angeles, it's going to be the price of a plane ticket.
Exactly, right. Or so if you are in L.A., so only that. If you are in L.A., it's on Santa Monica and Seward at the Artworks Theater in Hollywood. Come check it out. Or you can find me on Funny or Die /Gian Molina, all my funny shit.
Phil, where can we find you in the future?
You can find me supporting you guys as you guys do the Playboy Club.
Oh, don't give it away. Don't give it away.
No, well, these guys are such fans, they're going to recap the three episodes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a series that didn't get its just due, and in the new year, we will be recapping the Playboy Club.
Exactly. As a longtime subscriber to Playboy, I mean, I feel it's a duty and an honor for me to be able to do that show.
Exactly. By the way, as a lifetime masturbator.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
Right. So I can't wait to masturbate to the show and also recap it for you, the fans.
The three episodes that we have. Anyway, Jack, any last thoughts before we wrap the season out?
Everyone watch Final Offer when it airs on Discovery Channel in March because it's a great show.
Fair enough. Jesse, take us out of here. We will be not back next week, but check out Gian on his regular shows.
There you go, Modern Family. Actually, tomorrow, Beavis and Butthead. Come check me out.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead. He's on Community. He's on The League.
Exactly.
And Modern Family as well. Jack, I believe this kind of wraps up your stint before the Playboy Club.
It does, until we come back for Playboy Club.
Fair enough.
I will return.
He might be a guest if he ever has time on any of my shows.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. We'll see.
Perfect.
Fair enough. It's been a great season. We love that you guys support us.
Let's try and get Man Trey here next season. Let's work on that.
Again, what's tough is we could probably do it as...
Before? A prior?
Yeah, before.
That'd be really fun.
Because what I forgot was when they're doing it, there's no way in hell. So we may do something. But anyway, they're real interested, actually.
Perfect.
Anyway, we'll be back next season. Thank you for listening. Jesse takes out.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, or whatever. I don't know.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Come on, bitch!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.